Beautiful day today.
It is.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. If Jesus was Lord, not a lunatic and a liar, and he truly came as man, God in man's flesh, mm-hmm. and he truly did everything that he said he would do, rose from the dead, lived the perfect life to become the perfect sacrifice for us, does that mean that we should follow and obey his word to find eternal life?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, because he's either Lord, lunatic, or liar.
Mm-hmm.
And I've determined in my life he's Lord, because no one can prove that he's a lunatic or a liar. And so the gospel that is on that card, it's all over our website too for free. We're just out here. We're going to get ready to hold signs and street preach. You guys are the first ones today.
Oh, nice.
So praise God.
Of course.
Thanks for stopping.
Of course.
So by the shed blood of Jesus, who is fully man, fully God, man fell into sin. We needed a savior. We needed a rescue. Because
mm-hmm.
you're young men, but you probably know this. Have you ever thought of this? Death's coming for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes. It's part of life.
Inevitable.
But
inevitable.
Why? No, go deeper. It is part of this life, this world, but why? God created man to never die. What happened? Sin. Rebellion against God.
Yeah.
So then God saw the problem, and being merciful, a merciful father, he said, I'll send a fix. I'll send a correction for that. And that correction was Christ. And by the way, I need to tell you, I'm not talking about the church systems. Last year, we stood outside of Baptist churches, the Catholic churches. They're all corrupt.
Yeah.
They're all about money and business and man-made traditions. Because, see, Satan has infiltrated the church systems and even created them to deceive you to thinking you're following Jesus when you're really following a false savior. That's called a placebo. Like, you ever heard of a placebo pill?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sugar pill that doesn't do nothing to you, but you take it and you think,
I'm
feeling better.
Yeah,
people go, it's sugar. It can't do nothing to you. So that's what false man-made religion, every one of them, the Jehovah's Witness ladies are sitting on the corner over there. They're a false religious system. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
No one comes to the Father but by me. So he comes into the world, lives a perfect life, solves man's sin problem by dying and shedding his blood, and says, if you'll come after me, I'll cleanse you. He defeats death by rising again, which is a glorious thing. And then the Bible says, if we truly believe that, we place our faith in his death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible says his first ministry word, so I just model, here comes my brother, I just model what Jesus said, repent,
okay.
lest you perish. You know what repentance means?
I do not. I know the word, it's just, I can't think of the definition.
Repentance is a changing of your mind mm-hmm. towards learning towards Christ. So you guys are walking down the sidewalk, and you, let's say you decide, man, my whole life is headed in this world. This is Satan's kingdom, by the way. There's two kingdoms. This is Satan's kingdom. I'm just headed in Satan's kingdom. I got to go the other way. I got to follow Christ. He made the way for me. Repentance is like changing your mind. And when you change your mind, you want to quit smoking, you're going to quit smoking. You change your mind about cigarettes, what are you going to do?
Change your mind.
Quit smoking.
Yeah.
This is my young brother, Kuo. I'm just going over the gospel with him. And so by faith in that shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible calls us to repentance. You got to change your mind, change your ways. And when God sees a willing vessel, this is awesome. I used to be a worldly, carnal man. Mm-hmm. So was my brother. When God sees somebody willing to obey him, he doesn't just give this Holy Spirit to anybody. Hey, God, give me the Holy Spirit. Yeah, okay, whatever. I just throw that life away and I live. No, it's like, who will seek after him? God gives you the Holy Spirit. You've probably heard about being born again.
Yeah.
Most American Christians claim they're born again, but do you know what the Bible says? You know how we can tell if someone's born again? I can't see in your heart. I don't have that kind of discernment. Mm. God can. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. So when you see a tree and you see acorns on it, you can know, hey, that's an apple tree. No, it's an acorn tree.
Yeah.
So when you see people's fruit, if they live worldly, if they sin a lot, if they're part of false man-made religion and they've never tested their way out of it, that's the fruit. They're not following Christ. They're following something else. So you can be born again by the Spirit of God. And when you are born again, guess what happens? It's like the Holy Spirit is put in you, and it's a beacon and a conviction drawing you home.
Takes me back to the light, to the good side of
takes
things.
Takes you back to light, pointing you to light. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The Holy Spirit, he said, will manifest in us.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means make apparent. And so the Holy Spirit manifests in us, and it's not all this craziness that's going on in the world. Sorry, sir.
Sorry, bud.
You're good. No damage done.
It ain't gonna hurt that bad.
Can I give you a gospel card?
Sure.
How to find eternal life.
Thank you.
Check it out, sir. Ooh, that was close. Good eye. So by faith, repentance, you're born again. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience. What's going to happen to your life? If you're, brother, if you're led by the Holy Spirit, what's your life going to look like? Worldly or holy?
Holy. You're going to be, the scriptures say, conformed into the image of his son, and Jesus Christ is the word of God, John 1. So your life's going to start looking like the word of God, coming out of the world, being holy, separate, set apart. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So you're sanctified by the word of God. You're set apart.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the last part of the gospel, the Bible says we have to endure in that. Every day, every week, every month, you have to set your eyes on Christ. You have to wake up, Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You don't just kind of love him on Sunday for an hour and a half doing some emotional music. That's what church is. You love him every day, seeking him. It's like I'm married, I have a wife in there. I don't just love her 2 hours a week. I look after her, love her, care for her every single day. And it affects my whole life, right?
Yes.
And so that's the genuine faith. It will overcome and change your entire life to where now the Bible, the Holy Spirit, Christ's words, the Father's ways overtakes you. And guess what that makes you compared to the world?
A lot better.
It makes,
not
you,
better, but yeah, it makes you a better person.
Yeah, very good. It makes you holy. And what that word holy means is set apart. You're like set apart for God now. Now, we live in the world. Look at us. We're in the world like with everyone else, but we're not like the world. Like, we're ready to hold gospel signs. We don't dress like the world. We don't talk like the world. Yeah. We don't seek entertainment. And I talked about Satan's kingdom. Brother, step up here. Show them, explain to them Satan's kingdom.
Yeah, Satan's kingdom. It's really the culture is the big thing. He set up the culture for the exact opposite of what God wants it to do. So, I mean, entertainment, sports, politics, fashion,
yeah,
careers, like being absorbed in your career, all of this stuff, it's all set up by Satan. And the Lord talks about being choked out by the cares of this world, the lusts of this world. That's exactly what you have to look out for, because Satan has set up all these different snares in the culture, in man-made religion, the churches and whatnot. And the only way you can see through all of that and live for the kingdom of God is being born again and walking according to the word of God, and that keeps you out of the snares. It says it's a lamp for our feet and a light for our path.
Amen.
So we can see through the darkness.
Yeah. I love that analogy. So you guys are listening. That's awesome. I appreciate it. So we're planting a seed of God's truth in you. So if you walk away and you got that seed and you go, oh, that was cool stuff. Yeah, the Bible's probably true. Yeah. If you walk away and you go, whoa, man, look at those girls down there. Oh, hey, man, look at that bright, shiny billboard. There's a movie coming out. I want to go see it. If you choke out that seed of truth in you, God says, oh, I guess he's not interested in coming after me who shed in blood. I died and shed my blood, beaten, battered, bloody, bruised for you. You let that be choked out by the world, you're not his. But if you walk away and you go, wow, that, you know, in Acts 2, when Peter preached, it says they were pricked in their hearts. And they said, what do we do? Because they crucified Christ. And Peter said, you're in great danger now. You're going to suffer the wrath of God. They, what do we do? And their hearts were pricked. And Peter said, repent, be baptized for the remission of sins. And so if you go away, I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will convict you. And you'll take that little seed of truth and you'll go, maybe we should read the Bible. Maybe I should compare my life to what Christ said I should be, because he created me. And maybe you're young men. Maybe that seed of truth will begin to grow in you, and you begin to grow it over time till one day you decide, you know what? I can't serve the world and myself. I'm gonna end up in hell. Eternity's a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Christ, you know, what happens is if we don't follow him and obey him once we know about him, you know what we're actually doing? We're actually trampling his blood. Think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
He died. He shed his blood for you. He says, come follow me. And we go, maybe some other time. I'm going my own way. And we just go trampling through the blood of Christ going, no. And the Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of a living God. God is loving. Look at the love you're getting here, right? Mm-hmm. But did you know God is also wrath?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know that. It's like a police officer. He drives by. I love to use this analogy. A police officer drives by and he sees us and we all wave at him.
Yeah.
What do we do? He waves, right? What if we were all fighting and punching each other? Does he just drive by and wave?
Uh-huh.
He jumps out of his car. He gets a taser. He gets a billy club. He gets a shotgun. He calls 50 more guys like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God is. If you're on God's right side of love in Christ, God is all loving and he'll embrace you. If you decide, I'm going to go my own way, God says, okay, you don't get the love, you get the wrath. That make perfect sense?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Any
yes, sir.
Questions or anything?
No, sir. No, sir. No, no.
That was awesome.
Thank you
for listening. You guys got us warmed up. Stay out of the churches. Stay out of the culture. Get in the Word of God. Last thing, our website. thousands of resources for free. Okay. We don't take people's money. We support ourselves. Go there. Go to the Word of God. Test yourself. Email us if we can ever help you and encourage you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Y'all have a good one now. God bless.
God be praised. Bless.